We the best music.
Oh no. Castanovan, patch a pack and get it back. When I'm trying to rap that track, I still getting flows with the nasty. Tell me I'm nasty to flashy, and I'm next to flash and still wanna bring it back and take that to that. Flip it back. Yeah, I rap.
Wow,
that's good. That's good.
Amazing.
That's the only way I know how to freestyle. Tried doing like, I just walked rap, and headed like, down to the corner store.
Just rapping like MF Doom.
Something. I don't know. He's I don't even know.
Filthy. Though.
You know what Gift of Gab means?
He's filthy.
No, I.
It's
I like feel bad when I talk about music because like I like analyzing music a lot, mm-hmm. but since like the longest time I've only liked to listen to songs on repeat, mm-hmm. it was like I missed out on so much because
I understand that, but like Gift of Gab means power over words or the eloquence of words.
Oh,
that's the rapper's name.
Oh really?
He's really smart. He's
do
dope.
That ABC thing where he like rapped the whole alphabet.
Yeah,
like,
that's him. Gift of Gab.
I don't know. Did he do it backwards too, or was that Papoose?
No, Papoose only did A through Z. Yeah, he just that's it. Dang, I forgot about Papoose. Five boroughs of death. I forgot it.
Oh, those oversized fitted heads.
What else?
Him in.
My phone crashed.
Him in.
I say yo.
Yeah.
Is it still recording?
Yeah.
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 Tell him what's up. Tell him what's up.
Say what's up.
What's up?
Say what's up.
Wait, what are we? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just the hype dude. I just you gotta rap. I gotta do that.
We were the hype guy.
He said, Deco just is the, he gets paid to do ad libs.
No one heard that one. It's okay. You know, I've been listening to you a lot. It's your fault. Down bad. Like every day now. I don't know what to do with myself.
You fight people.
I think I have to fight.
You fight people.
No.
I was just down bad. Pick up the bad. Pick up the slack. Pick the little on back. Boss have been picking up racks. Rats have been clearer than that could be too. When I'm back in the booth, got them hacking and shack because they lacking the juice. Dropping the ball, they don't shacking the fool. Activist drill down the side of your face. We ain't jagging it. We ain't dabbing the fools. Get a napkin. Who you do is embarrassing. Who going crazy like us? No comparison.
Feel
like a mission. Let's stare at y'all. Slow as a heroin. Ha. Y'all had a year. Y'all had a year. Y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
Bye.
the ad-lib scared me.
Intro.
Run it.
Best music.
I couldn't tell by his eyes if it was on or not, so I just kept going.
So many.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. It's that time of the month again.
What time is that?
It's the mixtape of the month made by us.
There we go.
The best in the biz of recommending music, I think.
Who that?
Us.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... So you know how it goes. We
get out much.
Are going to go around. We're going to talk about the music that we've been listening to for the month of November. And we'll make you a playlist so that you can follow along and listen to all the amazing tracks. The last one I really liked for October. It was different. It was,
different. Oh, he said different. It's different.
It was different.
It was weird because it was like, it was Brockhampton, Tyler the Creator. Then it went into like Chris Brown, Gold Link,
Breezy,
88 Rising, then Jimmy Eat World, Of Mice and Men, Usher.
There you go.
Dance Gavin Dance, and Avenged Sevenfold. Like, it was an amazing place, but if you listen to it on shuffle, it was fantastic. I loved it. I loved it so much. And I'd like to apologize first and foremost, because I was going to make a Halloween playlist, and I completely spaced. So the Halloween playlist has two songs on it. Gloomy Sunday and Edmund Temper. So that's it. I'm not going to post that. But yeah, so it's the time where we listen, you guys listen to what we're listening to. So who wants to start?
Okay. I don't know how to say this group's name.
I'm going
to
say it for you. Spell it. Say it. No, just say it. Oh.
Hiatus
Cantaloupe. Hiatus Coyote.
Let me see.
If you're, wow, I'm stupid. It's just, that's definitely
it's
what
just
that
spelled
says.
Differently.
They're sick.
Hiatus Coyote.
Oh.
They're sick.
I've seen that baboon before.
It's spelled Coyote, K-A-I-Y-O-T-E, in case anybody wants to look it up.
Coyote. What are they like?
What are they? Have you heard of Little Dragon?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I've heard of Little Dragon.
No. I haven't.
I have a perfect jumping jack song to that.
I'm sorry, don't.
Well, it's like there's Moonchild, Little Dragon, and then Hiatus Coyote.
Oh, okay, I see.
So it's like that kind of.
It's like a fusion.
Yeah.
Oh.
Female vocalist.
Okay.
Just like Little Dragon and Moonchild.
I have Clap Clap.
You clap, clap. Don't tell me what to do.
I said I have clap, clap. Anybody told you anything to do anything? That's you. Relax. Chill, all right?
What else?
I listened to Feet of Clay by Lorenzo's Mans.
I love you.
Terrible. The New Division came out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It's two songs. No Crime featuring Future and Miss Me. Not that great.
What? Featuring Future.
Yeah, the first song. Yeah.
What? Okay,
It's what you would expect.
All right.
The song with Future on it.
Okay.
Belaganas.
You showed me them?
Some fools from Arizona.
Uh-huh.
They're like alternative hip hop with like...
They're like Half Alive or... a better, I'm going to say 1,000 times better 21 Pilots.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks they suck.
I hate 21 Pilots.
Everybody's
I don't like them.
Oh, they're like Linkin Park. No, they're not.
They ain't nothing like Linkin Park.
Never.
Never.
You hear me? You hear me, Lorenzo?
I didn't really like Linkin Park.
Heavy Dirty Soul was garbage of an album and you should all feel bad.
Lewis, you should know this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
We definitely need a swear jar because we're starting it.
Did you swear? Do I have to bleep that out?
No, I didn't swear. Okay, I meant like for saying
dancing,
like,
for
saying people are garbage.
Forbidding.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We started doing it because Lewis started coming.
Oh,
you're a bad influence. You're a bad influence on us.
I object because I'm pretty sure there was an episode where we were like we could say it.
You can't fact check that.
And then, no. and then
you're right because you edited it out.
I'm gonna go and delete. That
you edited it. You edited it.
All right, what else?
There's this one of my favorite rappers out right now. His name is Annoyed. Amazing.
Why?
Because he can rap, and his concepts are stupid.
Gosh, it's never easy with Lewis.
Like, what were you expecting? What did you want?
I don't want. Well,
I can give it to you. What you want? What you want? Concepts. He got those.
It's just not easy.
No, yeah, he just dropped a song called Chainsaw on, I think it was on Halloween.
Oh,
it's pretty suspenseful.
Perfect.
But it's like, it's weird how he does it. Like in the beginning, it starts off slow. It has nothing to do, well, it does have something to do with the chainsaw, but it starts off slow, then it just segues and it just turns super hype. And he just starts being all braggadocious. That fool schnasty, fool. That fool nasty, bro. The new Gangstar came out. I cried. I'm not even gonna lie. He's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
he's a rapper from Gangstar, but he passed away a few years ago.
Okay.
So it's like an album of lost verses of his. But DJ Premier, because I was a producer of Gangstar, so DJ Premier just ended up putting the album out anyway, and it does not sound like lost verses. Like it sounds like an actual Gangstar album. Super tight. Craig Zinn,
man,
my go-to hype guy.
Jesus,
makes me want to punch Lorenzo in the face.
It's always Lorenzo.
Of course it has to be.
It doesn't have to be, bro.
This is a pity party. Jalopy Bungus from Arizona. Nasty. The bowl is nasty.
Okay.
The bowl is filthy. You need to clean the bowl.
Okay. Who else on the topic of lost verses or like of
me?
There was another group that did that. One of the rappers passed away, and they add like they put him on the newest album of like verses that he hadn't done. I can't remember. They're really popular. They're really popular, and I'm a failure. I don't remember what it was. I don't remember.
A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh my gosh,
I'm mad. I should have known that one.
Yeah, you should have. You make me sick.
It took you a while too.
I was trying to let you come in. No, you didn't. Try to be the savior. No,
you definitely were. You didn't even look at me.
You
once.
Failed me. You don't. I can see you through the window.
I mean, that came out.
I can't.
No, you can't.
You can't fact check it.
The album was called "We Got It From Here." Thank you for thank you for your service, from A Tribe Called Quest. And I forgot the rapper that passed away, but they had a bunch of vocals verses from him.
Five Dog.
Yeah.
And
R.I.P.
Yeah. So I think that was the album because they had split.
Yeah. And then they came together to do that.
Yeah, they denied to do any new material, but they played shows with Kanye West. Boo. And I think when Five Dog's mom asked if they could do a five song album.
That's,
and they did it.
You can't say no to the mom.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's another example of like someone who passed away and they had some verses on it. But yeah. Anything else?
No. But no. Another example of that is like songs people are putting out with Nipsey verses.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That he did before he passed away, but
yeah.
Like the DJ Khaled song.
I don't listen to it.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think.
Like they shot the video before he passed away, so he's in the video, but they put it out after he passed
away. XXXTentacion.
Extension Cord.
Still releasing music from the grave. They're still releasing singles. Still.
Little Tupac-y, if you ask me.
It's like still.
Little Tupac-y. Little bit. Tupac-y. Machiavelli.
Off the subject of like rappers, the Cranberries, the lead singer.
Oh my god, don't do this to me.
The newest album has a ton. They recorded a ton of vocals and demos that she like. They put the obviously they finished it with a studio like recorded like instruments and stuff, but all her demos had been remastered into the songs, and she had passed away months before the album ever
came
out.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so that was a nice little touch. It was that album is in honor of her, and it was a really good album. But yeah, it's interesting how people still do that. I mean, you don't really realize how artists like record beforehand, you know, like years in advance. That's weird. But yeah, what about you, Lorenzo? What are you listening to?
That was intense. That segue was weird. But
I'm sorry.
Don't mess this up.
Okay. It's all like whatever you've been listening to, don't. You better think about it. It's a bunch of shout outs. Well, shout out to shout out to people who've shown me most of these songs. Yam Yam by Novacation. No vacation, like not no vacation as in one word, that's why. McKenna Tondro, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Can I just say that Novacation would probably have been way cooler than No Vacation?
Yeah. It would
like Novocaine, but Novacation. That would have been dope. Anyways, continue.
Because of the Childish Gambino line.
What is the Childish Gambino line?
Remember when he
this
was like,
this, we're not talking about him right
stop,
now.
Stop, relax.
This is
he's,
not.
He's a hater.
You are a hater.
I want to go to Abu Dhabi.
It was like where he was like, they couldn't feel me. No vacation. Versus murder was the versus was only the. I can't remember.
Good.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Nope.
What?
I gotta look at it after this.
Okay, whatever.
I like you today.
No, you're not gonna like me for long. You keep talking bad about Childish Gambino in this household. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can only talk bad. Sorry. You can only talk bad about Lorenzo.
Obviously. Yeah, Lorenzo, I'm fine with. See, you can let it fly.
They freaking hate me. All right. I was trying to look for Hands Down by Dashboard Confessional. And then I came across this song called Hands Down featuring KO Genesis by Brandon Burnett.
And hey, I love that song. Shout out to KO.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I don't know if you're trying.
It's like
it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just a really good fun song.
Shout outs to you.
Continue.
That was weird. activist.
His name's Kalik.
Activist. It says versus Gucci. I didn't even know that. Featuring Pee Wee Longway by the Honorable C Note. This song is just like Houston, slow, low and slow song, chopped and screwed. Shout out to Chris, my brother, for showing me the song. The song is funny. It's cool. It's tight to be in a Honda Civic thinking that you're driving a lowrider.
Nice.
DHL by Frank Ocean, because all of the singles. Destiny Rogers, Tomboy, and Lolo. Well, Tomboy is an EP, and then her single Lolo, which are super fun NorCal songs. She's not like the greatest singer or anything, but the songs are super fun. I'm really into like NorCal stuff right now. Lotus by Amir, and that song is cool. It's I don't know how to explain it. It's chill. Uh-huh. Love Songs by, what is this? Cash Page or Cash Page? There's two A's. shout out to Bailey for showing me those songs.
Kosh Page.
Kosh Page. Kosh Page. those songs are cool. They're really moody. They're nice. And then all these new albums that have been coming out. Sweet Insomnia by Gallant. That one was pretty cool.
Was it worth the wait?
Was it worth the wait?
Yes.
No.
I haven't listened to it.
I think
he dropped the ball.
I think Gallant's album was good, but he's missing
like
that passionate thing that he had in his other album, Into Ology.
Mm.
Oh. God, Ology, because like he would scream or like have this crazy build up at the end, and then this one's just really chill and stuff, and it's cool being chill, but like. I feel like our generation of music is like missing passion.
I feel like Ology had a lot of emotion to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So much emotion.
And then Sweet Insomnia is like it's just a little more on the chill side. It's very loungy, but you know.
Yeah.
Pony by Rex Orange County, which I think is a really great album, and I think he's found his sounds of like filling in gaps into his music. Like he's holding more notes or adding more sounds, which I think is super cool. So I really like Rex Orange County's Pony. It just has better sounds. Jesus King by Kanye West. I've given this album 2 to 3 listens. It's cool. I will always love Kanye West. I'm a huge Kanye West fan because his artistry is very great. It's always like being pushed no matter what. Do I think he's being preachy and think that it seems like a false religious person? Yes, completely. But
this album is fake.
It's like a gospel album, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like he's exploiting it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird. I think his like artistry and like what he was doing with like a gospel setting, and also he does robotics. But like what he's doing with gospel and then like doing a film about it with like very great visuals and stuff. I think that's super tight. I will love Kanye West for his artistry. Do I think what he does all the time is great? No, because he does dumb stuff.
That's subjective.
I'm listening to Xavier Omar and Sango's album. I forgot to mention he was also part of Xavier Omar.
Boom.
Yeah. It's cool. It's cool so far. I haven't fully finished it. I got halfway and then was getting sleepy, so I fell asleep.
Nice.
It was in like the middle of the day.
I don't know if that's a good sign.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't the music. I was tired. Okay. I was tired from
disclaimer.
Eating. I was eating candy like a lot. We have so much candy still.
You need to slow down.
Wow. And you asked for some of mine.
Yeah, because I knew you'd give me a Butterfinger. We don't have Butterfingers. All right.
Use me.
Feet of Clay. I think it's okay.
No, you don't. You don't even say that with feeling. You don't mean that. Look at your face. Look at his face. Everybody, look at his face. He's crying.
Trying to make the crying sound.
Lorenzo is using a confused face.
Feet of clay. I think it's okay. I don't think it's it's okay. There's
on several... hold on. On a scale of 1 to butt.
What?
On a scale
shouldn't
from...
it be butt to 10?
No. 1 to butt, because there's nothing better than butt for this album.
I'll definitely give it like a 7. Like from 1 to butt. Yeah, butt being 10, I guess. Or no. Well,
no, it's just
like
one to suck. like there's nothing.
No. There's a middle. It's like if it's from one to bite. If it's sucked. One to bite, it's like so it's like a very strong plumber butt crack showing. That's a good. That's a. Okay. There's several reasons
Lorenzo
why I think
loves loopholes.
Oh my god. There's okay, several reasons why I think it's okay, because. He still is hard to hear, but it's not as bad. And then at the same time, the album is only 15 minutes or whatever it is. It's only 15 minutes long. So you don't get much of it. Like, so if it was any longer than like 20 to 25 minutes, I would think this album was garbage. But since it's only 15 minutes and I can slightly hear what he's saying, like it's okay.
Boom.
I think the length makes it improved.
I think the best song on the album is the last one, and that's because Mac Hami went ballistic.
Who's that? Who's the guy in El Toro Combo? I like that guy. Featuring Mavi. Mavi was pretty tight on there. Yeah. Okay. And then listening to In My Room by Frank Ocean, which Senga was a part of. And then I wanted to listen to this album because I haven't yet. Is Ari Lennox Shea Butter Baby? Have you listened to it?
Shea Butter.
Sorry,
but no, I don't like her.
You don't like her?
No.
Oh, I thought you thought she was tight.
I did, and then I heard her like without anything on her vocals.
Oh, like acoustic?
Yeah.
It
wasn't it.
It wasn't. It
wasn't it, dog.
That was a hard no for me, dog. Okay, but that's basically
she
all I'm
cut
listening
the mustard.
To. Huh?
She didn't cut the mustard.
Okay.
The water thing.
It's the water bubbles. But that's pretty much what I listened to since the last time. Big ones I think you should listen to is Hands Down by Brandon Brunette. Super fun. You feel in chill and slow California, listen to Activists. And then Rex Orange County is Pony.
Nice. Well, I'm going to listen to a bunch of stuff. I'm Lorenzo today. So, here we go.
The way you said that was beautiful. I'm Lorenzo today.
I've been writing notes all the past 2 weeks of all the new stuff I've been listening to and some old stuff, honestly. Fit Kisto, which if you swap the name, it's Kit Fisto, which is a Jedi from Star Wars. Anyways.
he was too excited about that one.
And they're surfer punk, which... I've been kind of off punk for a while because I was so burnt out after doing the whole punk, two-parter that I did.
Yeah.
I finally got back into punk. This is some really fun surfer punk that I really enjoyed. They're just really fun to listen to. You can really tell that they're just like, we're just going to have fun here. Their album Phantom Goons is really good. It's about like, it's a 28 song album. And their newest album, You Goop.
Wait, 28 songs?
28 minutes, sorry.
Oh, I was about to say. Oh, my goodness.
Freaking Chris Brown over here.
They had a
here.
Lot of fun.
And that's like, from what I listen to them, Phantom Goons is like the album I recommend everyone get into if you want to get into like a surfer punk mood. You Goop is their newest album. It's really good. They're not really, you know, like a popular band. I mean, they have like 6,000 monthly listeners, which is small compared to what we usually listen to. Ichika, which is a Japanese artist who does like amazing guitar compositions, and he has like a bunch of features of different Japanese like rappers and Japanese singers, and he just plays the guitar just like Eternity Forever. Since I've been listening to them a lot again, I've been getting a lot of suggestions for people who just play beautiful like styles on the guitar, so I really do recommend Ichika. Invisible Ink, which is Watsky's super group that I mentioned on a previous episode. I just discovered that he was part of this group, and their albums are amazing. It's pretty much Watsky himself Daniel Riera, which produced Cardboard Castles with him, and he's a flutist. Mm. And you can hear like his flutist compositions in it. And he plays that flute. Yeah. He plays that flute. It's really cool. And Max Miller-Loran, who is the hip-hop producer for that. And Adam Videa, which is the second MC they introduced in their last album. And they found him off SoundCloud, and he has some really cool raps. But it's NorCal rap. I mean, all of California rap has samples. So, like, the samples are fun. It's a really political album, though. They're a political group. Watsky's always been political.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah. when it comes to SoCal rap, People Under the Stairs has been on constant replay for me. I love People Under the Stairs. My brother introduced them to me, and they're just great. They're down to the basics.
Legendary.
Down to the nitty-gritty, man. If there's any song you listen to for People Under the Stairs, it's probably L.A. Song, Montego Slay, Acid Raindrops, San Francisco Nights. They have so many good songs.
They got bangers.
Yeah, they are just so like, they make sure they represent where they're from, and they're just super wholesome about everything.
They're Cali to the fullest.
Even in their music, they go like, we represent every single city in California. Like, they don't leave no stone unturned. They even like shouted out Humboldt County, and I was like, why would you shout them out? But Ben Rossett, who's the guitarist for Eternity Forever, and just beautiful guitars. He has his solo EP out, and it's just amazing. It's great. I love it so much. And he's also part of Strawberry Girls with Andres. Just released an album.
Oh, the one who did Zombie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He just released his newest album. And it's okay. I think I like the one that I showed that Zombies is on much better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's still doing his thing, I guess. So Andres is also on the mix for me. And his newest album is just like, I don't know. He keeps singing about how he wants to be famous. And I mean, he's kind of already famous.
Nobody wants to be famous. Comes with a lot. Ask Kanye West.
Ask Kanye West.
So, you know this dude's local because his album's called Once Upon a Time in Bakersfield. He's from here.
Bakersfield.
Yeah. He's from here. Aerospace, which he's a rapper. He's a really aggressive rapper. He has some really emotional tracks, like hardcore. That's as much as I can explain him. He's really into anime and stuff. I can tell from his album covers. Shut up. His album, Analogs, is really good. There's a song I think I sent a while back called Andromeda that really just really resonated.
What'd you call me?
Yeah, that's what I called you, Andromeda.
Andromeda.
His newest single, Taraji P. Henson, is out. Which is about the actress. Yeah. And it's a picture of the actress.
Get in trouble.
I think she knows.
Oh, never mind.
But
he good.
He's pretty good. And then just some stuff off the top. Zombies by Mus Reems and Mick Jenkins came out recently.
Dang, I haven't listened to Mick in a minute.
He's Mick, man. It's just him. It sounds great. I love Mick Jenkins, man. He has some really good singles coming out. Lupe Fiasco just released his EP, and I love Hey Lupe on that, and I hope he goes back to his roots, because lately it's just been he's just been punching me back and forth with these albums. Drogas was okay. I think there was like two songs I liked on it.
Refrain yourself.
Are we about to get in a debate?
Refrain yourself.
Are we about to get in a debate? I just felt like it wasn't him.
I'm woosawing it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, dude, like, he Food and Liquor will always be the best. Food and Liquor is what I grew up with him.
Of course.
I could
Kick Push is stupid, but I hate that song.
Okay.
But he's a skater, bro.
Yeah, he's a skater. That's that skate rap.
Spitfire shirts and SB Dunks.
I hated Lasers. I did not like Lasers because it was just
It sucked. It was too EDM for me.
Yeah. Like, he keeps coming back. Like, The Cool was, like, amazing.
Okay.
Lasers.
If you Lasers said, was. If you would have said the cool was trash.
No. I love
the cool. I would have blocked you.
Lasers is absolutely just. It was a letdown. And then Food and Liquor 2 came out and I liked it.
It was
Tetsuo and Youth came out and I was just like, oh my God, this is amazing. I love the different changes in the season. I loved everything about it.
Oh my God.
What?
The song Murals, the very first song. He just spazzed for like 8 minutes.
Yeah. And it was a great song.
Yeah.
I loved it. I love everything about Tetsuo and Youth.
Listen to that song. Yeah. You like decoding stuff?
Oh, okay.
You won't be able to, but like, yeah. do your best.
That song in Prisoner 1 and 2, just decode it. And then Drogo's Light came out, and I was just like, And then Drogo's Wave came out.
And you were
and then I was just like,
you were less than
but the EP that he just came out with, I'm like, oh my God, he's gonna come back to like kind of his roots. He's gonna try and just tone it down a little bit. So I hope.
Wait for the next album.
Oh no.
Wait, Drug is Light. That was the hype one.
Yeah. That one had
he has some bangers out there, bro.
What is that song called? Wait. It had Jump. Jump. That was a good song. It's a good song. But other than that, it was okay. But yeah, Lupe Fiasco is back, and we'll see how that goes. What else? What else am I? Dreamville. I've tried to get into the entire album.
You shouldn't have tried it. I tried to tell you.
I couldn't do it, dude.
Nobody wants to listen to Lewis. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm sorry.
What is it? Down Bad?
That's
Sunset.
It. That's it.
Sunset Sight.
It's okay.
And then what's
there's like this? Three songs total.
This
that were tight.
Yeah.
Like, the rest were like,
Wells Fargo's funny. What is the one with Ari Lennox and Ty Dolla $ign?
No.
If you
no, what was
I got you at? If you got me that one.
I don't know.
It was in the same as Down Bad.
Let me check.
What was that?
That was Jimmy Eat World. Under the Sun, yeah, like Swivel, down. Oh Wow, Swerve, Don't Hit Me Right Now, Wells Fargo, Sleep Deprived, Self Love, Ladies. There's too many songs. Costa Rica, 1993, Rembrandt.
Okay.
Rembrandt, Run It Back.
What's the last song?
Sacrifices, PTSD, Middle Child, Got Me, Sunset.
It Got Me. Got Me is cool. Sacrifices is cool because it has Saba. It has Saba.
Oh, okay.
Do you like Saba?
He cool.
Saba, Smino.
Saba.
Saba. Yeah, I couldn't listen to it. I don't know what it is.
No, it's not because it's not that great.
I've also been listening to Cianvar, which is the super group of Dance Gavin Dance, Hail the Sun, A Lot Like Birds, Stolas. It's just I love the super group. Cianvar.
How do you what?
Cianvar. It's a progressive rock band. It's a super group that has Will Swan on the guitar.
He better be up there.
Donovan Malero, who is from Hail the Sun.
He better be playing that.
Oh, of course. Donovan Malero, who is Hail the Sun's frontman, and Sergio Medina, I think he plays the bass, and then drummer Joseph Arrington from A Lot Like Birds, I think. That's a great super group. I love that. And then Tillian shows up, obviously, sometimes.
He better.
Other than that, I think that's it. And then Arlie, they're like an indie band. They're pretty cool. Their album Wait is really good. And I think that's about it. That's all I got, dog. That's everything in my playlist right now. Yeah.
One more. There's one more album that I forgot to mention that I've been listening to.
What is that?
It's by Apollo Brown. It's a producer from Detroit.
Okay.
It's called Sincerely Detroit.
Oh. Is it good?
Has 50
what?
Rappers.
What?
From Detroit. On
How many
it.
Songs though? 50 songs.
50 songs. It's a 50 songs.
21.
How many songs you got? A lot. How many rappers you got? A lot.
No, it's super tight. Like it has people from like Royce da 5'9", Elzai, Trick.
For whatever reason, I forgot Royce da 5'9 was from Detroit. Sorry, keep going.
How dare you?
I said I just... I can't do nothing.
You can't.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to be part of the alumni now.
Oh no.
He didn't mean that. He's just kidding.
He's just kidding, guys.
If you leave, it's just going to be the same two bands we talk about.
Yo, if you leave,
it's just dance.
We're going to slander.
Ladies and gentlemen, the entitled mixtape is now The Endless Debate.
Debate podcast.
It's just going to be, what about this album? It's trash. And then, all right, thank you guys. Join us next time.
Calm down.
All right, guys. Well, this was a freaking long one. Jeez.
Yeah, Lorenzo likes to talk a lot.
We all like to talk. I was Lorenzo today.
I don't even like talking.
I didn't talk that much. Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us for another episode of the mixtape of the month. There will be a playlist on Spotify and probably Apple Music that we'll share with you.
Yeah.
And that you can follow along and listen to all the songs we listen to this month.
Here we go.
Yep. And then if you want to listen to any of the other good podcasts on the Working On Network,
send them.
If you're into gaming and you want to listen to a gaming podcast, go to the EZXP podcast.
That's
right. If you want to listen to some movie commentary.
Where did they go?
You go to bonus commentary.
Okay.
And if you want some general talk about everything going on in the world.
Where
and
they go for that?
Games and everything. You go to the Chit Show podcast.
Soldier Boy. Soldier Boy.
And then...
Tell them.
If you so if you search for any of those, they're on the same platform that you're listening to this on. So thank you guys.
Shaboopy.
And we'll see you next time. Shaboopy. Peace. Shaboopy.
What does that mean?